Hi everybody, how are you all? Assalamu alaikum, welcome to my podcast. Well, right now I'm going to read a book, some information about the book, How Space Works, The Facts Visually Explained. Well, this book, I brought this book from Queen's Library, so let us read some facts, okay? Okay, the question is, why does Earth tilt? Well, 4 billion years ago, when the planets of our solar system were forming, Earth suffered a series of collisions with other planet-sized objects. The last of these, thought to have been with a Mars-sized planet, threw Earth's spin into a tilt. Well, that's an interesting fact. Okay, how near are the closest stars? Proxima Centauri is the closest star to Earth, situated around 4.22 light years away. The closest star system to us is Alpha Centauri, which lies 4.37 light years away. That is interesting too. Okay, what is the world's highest observatory? The University of Tokyo's Atacama Observatory on the summit of Cerro Chaynantor in Chile is located at a height of 18,500 feet, which is 5,640 meters. That's good. What shape is the universe? Because the universe does not have a recognizable edge, we cannot say what shape it has. Some cosmological studies suggest it is flat, while other data indicates it might actually be around like a sphere. Who discovered the solar cycle? We'll also call the Schwab cycle. The solar cycle was discovered in 1843 by Samuel Heinrich Schwab, a German amateur astronomer who made daily observations over 17 years. How many objects are there in the solar system? The exact number is unknown, but more than 500,000 solar system bodies have official names, and there are at least another 300,000 yet to be named. Well, did Galileo go blind using his telescope? No, this is a widely believed myth. The truth is that Galileo became blind at the age of 72 from a combination of cataracts and glaucoma. What color are the rings? Saturn's rings look whitish because they are almost entirely water ice. However, NASA's Cassini spacecraft distinguished pale shades of pink, gray, and brown due to impurities. That's an interesting fact. Well, how much does Jupiter stretch Io? Jupiter's gravity and Io's elliptical orbit both cause the moon's surface to bulge. Its solid surface stretches by up to 330 feet every 1.5 days. How strong are the winds on Jupiter? Surface winds on Jupiter can blow at over 370 miles per hour, which is around 600 kilometers per hour. It is thought that these winds are driven by convection deep inside Jupiter's hot interior. Are Mars's volcanoes still active? Most scientists think not, but some argue that the volcanoes are dormant. Liquid water found deep under the surface might have been thawed by magma chambers. Is there life on Venus? There may be life on Venus, although there is no current evidence. Some scientists argue that life could persist in the cooler regions of the upper atmosphere. Which is the largest spiral galaxy? In 2019, the Hubble Space Telescope imaged one of the largest known spiral galaxies, UGC 2885. Located about 232 million light years away, it is about 2.5 times wider than the Milky Way and contains 10 times as many stars. Wow. Simply wow, absolutely breathtaking. Okay, which is the largest known galaxy? The elliptical galaxy IC1101 is the largest known galaxy of any type. It contains about 100 trillion stars and has a halo up to 4 million light years across. How big is the largest supercluster? The Kelam supercluster, the largest detected, is about 910 million light years across and contains about 500,000 galaxies. Whew! What is the biggest structure in the universe? The largest structure of galaxies found so far is the Sloan Great Wall, nearly 1.5 billion light years long and about 1 billion light years from Earth. Does time always pass at the same rate? No. A rapidly moving clock ticks more slowly than a clock at rest. A clock on a spaceship traveling at 87% of the speed of light will tick at half the speed of a clock on Earth. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. How big is the universe? The universe is bigger than the part we can observe. We do not know exactly how much bigger, but some models estimate that it could be a sphere at least 7 trillion light years across. Oh my god. Wow. What was before the Big Bang? The Big Bang is generally believed to be the start of everything, including time. So it makes no sense to talk about a time before time itself existed. Interesting. Okay, so now, did the first Earth have planets? The first Earth may have had planets, but they would not have been rocky, because the early universe consisted only of gas and hot plasma, a soup of electrically charged particles. Okay. How big can a star get? There does seem to be an upper limit to a star's mass. Collapsing protostars over 150 times more massive than the Sun generate so much energy that they blow themselves apart. Wow, so many interesting facts. How large can a nebula get? The Tarantula Nebula, located approximately 170,000 light years from Earth in the large megalonic cloud, stretches for about 1,800 light years. Super. Very interesting. How large is a comet's coma? A coma, the atmosphere surrounding the nucleus of a comet, can be thousands of miles kilometer across. The comas of some comets are even larger than the Earth. Ooh, that's good. Okay. How old is Pluto? Like most things in the Kuiper Belt, Pluto formed in the very early solar system about 4.5 billion years ago. The collision that formed Sputnik F Planitia occurred 4 billion years ago. Can anything travel faster than the speed of light? No. According to Albert Einstein's special theory of relativity, the speed of light is the upper speed limit for ordinary matter and radiation. Does time always pass at the same rate? Well, I already read that. Okay, so let's read another thing. Okay. Will the universe expand forever? There are four main possible futures for the universe. It might continue expanding, expand then contract, be ripped apart, or change into a different universe. Okay. So, let's see what I can read more. Okay, well, there are so many stuffs there, right? What was the first soft landing on another world? The first space probe to make a soft landing was the Soviet Union's Luna 9. It used airbags to survive a 14 miles per hour, which is 22 kilometers per hour, impact on the moon in 1965. Okay, how many astronauts have walked on the moon? So far, a total of 12 astronauts have walked on the moon. All traveled on NASA missions and stepped on the moon between 1969 and 1972. Well, so no one went there after 1972. Well, how did the moon form? The leading idea explaining the formation of the moon is called the giant impact hypothesis. The hypothesis suggests that within Earth's first 100 million years, it was hit by another planet of a similar size to Mars called Theia. After the impact, most of the heavy elements from both planets, such as iron and nickel, stayed on Earth to form its heavy core. At the same time, lighter rocky material was spread into orbit. Gradually, gravity brought some of this debris together to form the moon. The moon moves away from Earth by 1.5 inch, which is 3.8 centimeters every year. Okay. That's good. Interesting fact. How big is the sun? The sun is 870,000 miles, which is 1.4 million kilometers wide, and over a million Earths could fit inside it. Most stars are smaller than the sun. Which planet formed first? Astronomers believe that the gas giant Jupiter was the first planet to form and that it then influenced the way other planets formed. The rocky planets may have formed last. That's so interesting. Okay. Why is an aurora colorful? The color is caused by the type of atoms in Earth's atmosphere and the height at which a solar wind particles hit them. Green lights are caused by oxygen particles 60 miles up. Okay. Which is the biggest space telescope? Planned for launch in 2021, NASA's giant James Webb Space Telescope has a 21-foot mirror. It will orbit at Earth Sun L1 point, 4 times further from Earth than the Moon, well, which is already doing it. Okay, so let's see. What was the first? Okay, I already read that. So these are all the things. So take care. Bye-bye.